This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Labor Day weekend's always a great 3 days that people look forward to. I'm a little nervous about the roads. I'm actually on the road to L.A., and, you know, it's very interesting because you have the dichotomy of people rushing to Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you have that of people rushing, and you see the traffic coming into Vegas, and you see how happy they all are. And they look over at our lane, meaning us Vegas people, you know, running to California, you know, to see some water and go fishing. We're going fishing, and yeah, we're seeing family, which will explain why I am going to be running back from California back to Vegas. But it's interesting, if you ever have a chance to do this, I mean, try to only be the passenger in the car, not the driver, is try to look at the faces of people in traffic if you slow down enough on the highway, not on purpose, of course, and you see the excitement, you see the tongues hanging out and the googly eyes, and so many people from California driving into Vegas all excited for the weekend, and you know, they're all, and then on the way back, when they're leaving, going back to California, on the other side, you know, they either look hungover, you see ice packs on their head, you see a lot of sunglasses. You know, I'm like, guys, it's nighttime, why are you wearing sunglasses? And you know, circles under the eyes. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that far. I got binoculars in my car when I drive back. So I think one of the most exciting things to do, you know, is that. Road games are always fun. You know, my kids, you know, they want to play a road game. And so we'll always start with geography. And because geography, I'm pretty good at geography. And I know a lot of names, with the exception of the new countries that weren't on the original Risk game board. I'm pretty good at a lot of these countries. But my kids aren't. And then, even if my kids do remember a name of a country, or a state, or a city, they don't know how to spell it correctly. Okay, so I'll say Alabama. And you know, when you play geography, how geography works is you say a name of a city or a country, okay? And then the last letter is supposed to then, of that city or state, be used for the next person to come up with an answer. So let's say you say Arizona, the next person has to say Alabama. Then the next person may take that and say Arkansas. So I'll say Arkansas to my kids, and then they'll go W. All right, Washington. And I'm like, no. Arkansas ends in an S. And then they're like, Mom, you're lying. It's Arkansas. I'm like, okay. So then I open up a can of whoop-butt, you know, going, how the heck do you guys not know how to spell Arkansas? And so, you know, or Des Moines. All right. So let's say somebody goes Maryland. Okay, Maryland. All right. So my next one is going to be Des Moines. Okay, so Des Moines. N or E? E. And I'm like, no, Des Moines. It isn't it. So I usually get very, very angry with the kids. Very angry. So I'm really expecting, between, you know, the drive and the kids and the family and all that, that I'm probably going to not have much of a vacation. But we'll talk about some safety tips on the road, because that's pretty important. The World Health Organization, we had a bunch to talk about today. The World Health Organization is telling us that there have been no Zika cases from the Olympics. Well, that's awesome. I think they're being a little overly optimistic, but the World Health Organization says no confirmed cases of Zika among travelers or athletes at the Rio Olympics. So, all right, not too bad. We have more news, though, on the Zika front. They say 3 Zika-carrying mosquitoes were found in Florida. So they've actually caught the mosquitoes.
and they found them to carry the Zika. Now all they have to do is, interrogate them, all right, and, you know, find out what waterboard. I don't know what they need to do. But now what they need to do is figure out, you know, where they were and try to get, you know, some scoop. Also in the news today, the FDA is ordering antibacterials removed from consumer soaps. These antibacterial soaps that we have been, I have been strategically buying and finding those soaps as opposed to Dove or Irish Spring or whatever, the FDA is removing the antibacterials from those soaps. So we're going to talk about that. Millions of bees have died. Bees, you know, like if you don't bug the bee won't bug you, bzz. And they've died after South Carolina has sprayed pesticide to curb Zika. Remember I said one thing we got to be extremely, extremely careful about? Is as we try to fight nature or try to take steps to, curb what nature has given us, sometimes we can mess with nature in and of itself. You know, it's kind of like a Back to the Future 2 where, you know, what you do has all these, you know, consequences, okay? We've noticed chickenpox drop since we started the vaccine, but the two-dose vaccine, so that's pretty good. We have, I guess, another synthetic opioid that's pretty damn deadly that has hit the streets. We're going to talk about that. We also have, more news on cannabis. Apparently there's another study talking about how it makes you less willing to go to work. Well, that's, yeah. The hepatitis cases from Tropical Smoothie stemming from frozen strawberries from Egypt now hit 70 cases in over 7 states. We're also going to talk about the Fertility Day campaign. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up very, very soon. Going to talk about that. And a very exciting guest. We're going to have Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of the Vector-Borne Diseases Section from California Department of Public Health. We're going to talk about Zika in California, what has been the latest, the microcephaly cases, and she's going to be a pretty fascinating interview coming up. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day in the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So don't go away. Put your seatbelts on. Got a big show ahead. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Dr. Dali, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. Well, obviously, dominating the headlines is the news about Zika. And even though we're pretty relieved to hear what the World Health Organization has said today, that doesn't mean we get to take a step back and just, you know, relax. We got a lot of work to do, especially when the FDA has now recommended that all blood be screened for Zika as we're trying to prevent any future transmission. Here to join us, I'm very excited about, is from the California Department of Public Health, Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of Vector-Borne Diseases Section. Hi, Dr. Kramer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. So, yes, can you tell us what's been going on in California in terms of Zika?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been working for the last 6 to 9 months to prepare and respond to the emergence of Zika virus disease in Latin America. And as it's moved north, as you know, the risk has increased as the number of infected people have increased. And we now have local transmission in Florida. Mm-hmm. In California, we've documented 241 travel-associated Zika infections. All of these individuals had traveled to areas where Zika virus is active, and we have had one case of sexual Zika virus transmission. So no transmission locally, no mosquito-borne transmission mm-hmm. noted to date.
No, oh, that's great. That's great. You know, they've been talking about how the Aedes aegypti mosquito is a little bit more of a resilient one, and how we shouldn't let our guard down with the mosquito coming as far north as even, you know, the northeastern seaboard. They've been talking about how, you know, Pennsylvania may eventually, and I think it's far-fetched, but they've been saying even Pennsylvania may eventually see local. I mean, are you concerned about Southern California later having Aedes or aegypti, or do those mosquitoes usually don't travel that north or west?
Well, we do have Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in California in 12 California counties. They're a relatively new invader. In fact, they were first detected and subsequently became established just in 2013. And in that year, we found them in 3 California counties in the Central Valley and the Bay Area. And now, as I mentioned, we have found them in 12 California counties, primarily in Southern California. So along with Aedes aegypti, the yellow fever mosquito, we have a second mosquito in California that can potentially transmit Zika virus as well, called Aedes albopictus, or the Asian tiger mosquito. So in those counties with these mosquitoes, we have to be extra vigilant to ensure that those mosquitoes don't become infected and start biting people here in California, residents who have not traveled. So when we detect Zika in an individual and there are potentially Aedes mosquitoes in and around where that person lives or works, our local health department and local vector control respond and do an investigation, including trapping mosquitoes and doing enhanced mosquito control to reduce the risk of local transmission.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment, as regards the eastern seaboard, historically Aedes aegypti has invaded the eastern seaboard during the summer months, but because they like warm weather, they don't survive very well that far north, so typically we wouldn't see them establishing up the seaboard, although Aedes albopictus is well established in that area.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of the Vector-Borne Diseases Section. And boy, Dr. Kramer, thank you for being here, because I've been pronouncing it, with all my microbiology and all my background, I've been calling it Aedes aegypti. And I know I should have known better. Oh my gosh, my professor would be turning over in his grave if he knew I was mispronouncing that. Thank you again for the correction. You're wonderful. The two babies that were born earlier last month, with microcephaly from moms who were infected with Zika, travel-related Zika. Do we have any more information on them?
We do not have any specific information on them, but our local public health departments and their health care providers certainly would be following up on those cases if the moms and babies haven't returned to their home country. I don't have any additional information to share.
No worries. Do we have any other pregnant women with Zika currently in California?
Yes, the cumulative number of infections in pregnant women in California is 32. So okay. 32 of the 241 infections are or were in pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so difficult because so many of us, either they say 80% of us or 4 out of 5 will not even notice we have symptoms. So unless somebody actively gets screened or has symptoms, they may not know. Are physicians in California starting to screen regularly for Zika, or is that still a difficult process as the labs are, you know, currently trying to catch up?
That's a very good point. Yes, only 4 out of 5 individuals typically have symptoms of Zika, which include fever, rash, joint pain, and or red eyes. So those are the most common symptoms that last several days to a week. And for most people, it's a mild to moderate illness that's self-limiting. People just get well on their own. The only individuals that are screened that do not have symptoms are pregnant women. So it's recommended that asymptomatic pregnant women who have traveled to a Zika-affected country or come into contact sexually with somebody who has traveled get screened.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, so the FDA last week had recommended that all blood be screened for Zika, and I believe there was one blood transfusion transmission reported out of Brazil. I'm not sure of any others, but I like the move. I think it's appropriate, but a concern on the other end is, you know, we have a huge blood shortage, and that's something we're working on with National Blood Donation Week and states proclaiming blood donation days. Do you anticipate a drop in the supply of blood as, you know, people are returning from summer vacation and possibly from an endemic area so they don't donate, or with this new FDA ruling?
Yes, we concur that the additional safety measures needed to be taken to ensure that the blood supply is safe and that people don't acquire Zika virus via contaminated blood transfusion. In terms of affecting the overall blood supply in the United States, I think that the impact will be pretty small, so probably not a substantial effect on the overall amount of blood available for donation.
That's a relief. That's a relief. And, you know, California, this has been a very interesting year with El Nino. But, you know, we know California as well as here in Nevada and you know, states throughout. Our show is national. So a bunch of my listeners from states have been obviously, you know, experiencing the drought. From an infectious disease standpoint how have you noticed the drought change, what you've been seeing in public health in California?
I can't speak to public health necessarily in broad terms, but I can comment on that in regards to mosquito-borne diseases, mm-hmm. particularly West Nile virus. And over the last 2 years, we have seen very high numbers of West Nile virus cases in California. In fact, last year we had a record number of individuals die from West Nile infection, unfortunately 53 people. And it is possible that together with the very hot weather that we've been having, that the drought may be a contributing factor, because as we have less water, the standing water tends to stagnate earlier in the season, providing a wonderful habitat for the Culex mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus to breed. In addition, as we have fewer water sources, mosquitoes and birds that serve as a reservoir for this virus tend to congregate in these limited water sources, and thus there's a greater possibility of mosquitoes biting birds and birds becoming infected and then infecting other birds. So West Nile virus is maintained in nature in a bird-mosquito-bird cycle. So the drought could inadvertently be
contributory to
West Nile virus activity. It's not what you would think, because you think more water, more mosquitoes, but in this case that may not be the case.
Wow. Dr. Kramer, thank you again for joining us this morning. We really, really appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back, and thank you very, very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this new synthetic opioid that is hitting the streets. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So now there's an even deadlier opioid that is hitting the streets, being reported now all over, called carfentanil. This is a powerful drug that is used to tranquilize elephants.
And this is now being blamed for a record spike in drug overdoses, NPR is saying, in the Midwest. Officials in Ohio have declared a public health emergency, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says communities everywhere should be on alert for carfentanil. And, okay, remember we talked about how fentanyl, fentanyl patch or lollipops or that medication is 50 times more deadly than heroin? This drug is 100 times more potent than fentanyl, which means 5,000 times more deadly than deadly than heroin. So this is one scary sucker out there. In the past few years, traffickers and illegal drugs increasingly have substituted fentanyl for heroin and other opioids, and now carfentanil is being sold on American streets, and it might even be mixed with heroin. Or it may be pressed into pills that look like prescription drugs. Many users have no idea that they're actually buying this, so obviously it could be pretty deadly. So they say, instead of having 4 or 5 overdoses in a day, you're having these 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 overdoses every day. According to Tom Sinan, who directs the Hamilton County Heroin Coalition Task Force in Southwest Ohio, he's also the police chief in Newton, Ohio. Now, Sinan says carfentanil turned up in Cincinnati in July. At times, the number of overdoses has overwhelmed first responders. They said their efforts are truly heroic to be going from call to call to call. One district alone had seen 14 in one shift, so they were nonstop. First responders and emergency room workers said they were told to wear protective gloves and masks because, get this, this carfentanil compound is so potent that if you touch it or inhale it, you could get sick. So this is pretty crazy stuff. They say back in 2002, after a hostage rescue operation in Moscow that went wrong, they said to overpower Chechen terrorists who seized control of the theater, Russian special forces sprayed a chemical aerosol into the building. More than 100 hostages were overcome and died. Laboratory tests by British investigators later revealed that this aerosol included the carfentanil. Because, again, like tranquilizer. So in Ohio, Hamilton County Health Commissioner Tim Ingram says it could take hours for the body to metabolize this carfentanil, which is far longer than other opioids. That means a longer-lasting high. So when somebody overdoses them, when you use naloxone, remember we were talking to Dr. Chris Johnson, emergency room physician in Ventura, said, look, you could give naloxone or Narcan, which is the antidote, but the antidote wears off, and if they have more narcotic in their system, or they have a narcotic whose half-life is longer, they're gonna still go into cycles of overdose, and you have to continually then give, not continually, but you have to repeatedly give the naloxone. They say we've been getting lots of reports that they're using 2 or 3 doses to get people to come back. So this is some pretty, you know, heavy stuff. So is carfentanil used in humans at all? No, it's not. It's for elephants. And it's even restricted, very restricted in veterinary environments where, you can't just use it on any animal. It has to be used to sedate large animals. The DEA says much of this carfentanil being sold is actually imported from China illegally. So DEA spokesman Russ Bayer says some of the illicit carfentanil is brought in by Mexican drug traffickers, then sold at huge profit since it only takes a little baby granule to induce a high. They say you could also buy this stuff online. I can't. Where do they get this in bulk? I don't get, who's manufacturing this? So, let's see if I have anything more on this. Scary stuff. One of you had written me when we were talking about opioid withdrawal. Actually, we were talking about opioid withdrawal a few days ago, and one of you had said that, you can't get in with your doctor's never around, and you seem to go into withdrawal every month. Is that dangerous? So his question stemmed around the fact we were talking about people going through opiate withdrawal. Let's say they stopped cold turkey. Will they die? And you won't. With a benzodiazepine or a tranquilizer, yes, you could die if you are addicted to it and you stop it cold turkey. But with narcotics, you won't die in and of itself from not taking the narcotic. Okay. However, the side effects that could occur put you at risk of being hurt and possibly dying. So, to clarify that, let's say you haven't had your narcotic for about a day or so. Within 24 hours, or actually within even 6 to 12 hours, you could start getting anxious. You could start having mood changes. You could start getting depressed, which could be a very concern with suicide risk. You could start getting, you know, a rapid heartbeat. You could start getting some abdominal cramps, some muscle aches, and then by 72 hours of withdrawal, you could have full-blown diarrhea, full-blown body aches, tremors, agitation, tearing, nose running, eyes tearing, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting we talked about. And so the risk that you could unfortunately have is you could become very severely dehydrated from the opioid withdrawal, or you could become suicidal. So that's why we never tell anybody to just stop the narcotic cold turkey or unwatched. We want you supervised. So then what about my listener who can't get into his medical provider on a regular basis, so he runs out of his medication and is going through withdrawal every month? Okay, I mean, that's a problem. You know, I don't know specifically what type of a toll it would take on your health, but I think we all could assume that it's taking some sort of significant toll. If you're starting to have diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting every month, I mean, the vomiting is bringing acid up to your teeth, to your mouth, through the esophagus. Chronic vomiting could put you at risk for esophageal cancer, you know, dental issues, infection. Chronic diarrhea, that's not good. The chronic stress on the body. So we don't want people to go through withdrawal. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, we're teaching medical students to be very, very cautious with pain medications, to, you know, identify people who are quote unquote drug seekers. But the one thing I'm really imploring and really trying to impress upon them is most people that are addicted to narcotics are not bad guys or people just trying to get high. They're people who were victimized either through the military, either through an accident or through a surgery or something such that they now require pain medication on a regular basis. And so as we move forward to try to cut back on narcotic overdoses, we need to make sure we're not leaving a bunch of people hanging. Access to medical care now is really dropping. I'm being told by many people that did benefit from the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act that the Medicaid doctors they see will not give narcotics. So if, you know, with that being the case, you know, if they're in pain, and yes, they have a presumed access because they have access with Medicare and Medicaid, what do they do now if this is a medication that they need? You know, we're going to have a lot of people in the balance hanging, and, you know, many answers to that, you know, by people in the industry are, well, they're just going to have to get off their narcotic. They're not going to die. They just got to stop their narcotic. Well, you know, how many of us are in pain? And that pain doesn't go away. You know, the pain's not going to miraculously go away. Now, many people that do have chronic pain may have actually been masking the pain with the narcotics, and the narcotic addiction has taken over such that if we could get them off narcotic, then they don't, the pain actually may not even be there anymore. So I agree that we need to detox as many people as possible, but we just can't leave them hanging. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Dangerous Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, National Blood Donation Week is September 4th to September 10th, with many states declaring their Blood Donation Day September 10th. We are doing this to raise awareness for blood donation and to bring in blood. I mean, we need the blood. Nobody is asking anybody to donate money, okay? Nobody has a lot of money to donate, but we sure could use blood. And so that's what this campaign is for. Very easy to give blood. It doesn't even hurt, okay? I don't even feel the needle go in to take the blood. You get to sit there. You get to joke around with everybody else. Yeah, some people tell me to shut up, but I like to sit there and joke around. Then when you're done, you get a cookie. I love the cookies. You get the cookies, and you get some juice, and you get some water, and everything. They feed you. It's free breakfast, you know? And so even though you should eat, you know, but before you donate blood. So anything you guys could do to help, please go to our website at drdahlia.com. And check out the National Blood Donation Day link. Also, give a call to your governor's office to thank them for being so supportive for National Blood Donation Day. If they were one of the states that still haven't gotten their poop together yet, then call them up going, look, guys, we got to move, get a move on. But it sounds like most states are on the ball. And I think Alaska Governor's Governor Walker had proclaimed a whole blood donation month as a result. So that's wonderful. I think Arizona's going to be declaring a whole blood donation week. This is going to be some pretty exciting stuff. So whatever we could do to help, we want to. And if you guys cannot donate blood, at least help spread the word. Go to our Facebook page at National Blood Donation Week. Go to our Twitter at U.S. Blood Day. And please spread the word. It saves lives. You know, to be somebody that does good, you don't always have to go into your wallet, okay? There's a lot of other things we could do. And so this is one of them. So the World Health Organization has said that there are no confirmed cases of Zika among travelers or athletes at the Rio Olympics. The World Health Organization said its prediction that the games would not fuel the spread of Zika has been proved correct. See, okay, that always bothers me. When you have an agency make a statement that you see, I told you so, that always gives you the heebie-jeebies because then something happens. Okay, just like, you know, every time somebody said, yeah, the Ebola outbreak is over, no new cases, all of a sudden there was a new case the next day. So this makes me very, very nervous. Don't say that. They say research has been published warning that 2 billion people could be at risk of Zika in Africa and Asia. At a news conference in Geneva, the head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergency Program, Peter Salama, said, "We don't have any confirmed cases of Zika amongst travelers or amongst indeed athletes." He said of the Paralympics, which are going to be starting September 7th, we are optimistic that the same risk assessment will hold and there'll be little additional risks. The World Health Organization says Zika obviously still remains a global health, public health emergency. They had advised pregnant women to avoid traveling to Rio for the games and visitors to take precautions to avoid mosquito bites because Zika had been linked to birth defects. And they say despite concern that was voiced by some scientists, the World Health Organization said mosquito activity was relatively low in Brazil in August. So that's pretty cool. Now, as we know, 4 top golfers, including Rory McIlroy, had pulled out of the games because he didn't want to infect his wife. The Zika outbreak began in Brazil over a year ago, and now 60 countries and territories have been continuing to have transmission. Now, I believe Singapore may be up to 170 cases. I have to double check. 1,400 cases of microcephaly in babies have been linked to Zika in Brazil. The babies are born with abnormally small heads. And then we had a more distinct connection that was reported with Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré could affect any of us, men, women alike, whether we're having a baby or not. And this Guillain-Barré causes paralysis, temporary or permanent, as your body trying to fight the virus that Zika incites stimulates the immune system to fight yourself. Very, very serious illness. Very, very serious condition that could actually cause you to stop breathing. So we don't mess around. Now, the U.S. is saying that they're fighting Zika mosquitoes with a very limited arsenal.
All right. Apparently, the Miami neighborhood of Wynwood, where Zika had to start to gain a foothold being locally transmitted, they say low-flying planes have been spraying nailed a tightly controlled pesticide that is often used as a last resort. They say it appears to be working, killing at least 90% of the target mosquitoes. And then across the Biscayne Bay in Miami Beach, they say wind in high-rise buildings, though, has made it difficult to do aerial spraying. So the effort in this very popular tourist destination, being reported by Fox News, has focused more on the ground spraying pyrethroids, which are pesticides that are safer, but they don't seem to work as well. So, larvicides are being used to reduce future populations. We only have two classes of pesticides approved right now. They say each of these two obviously have drawbacks. If you're organophosphates, such as nailed or NALED, N-A-L-E-D, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, they say are effective. They are. But there are strict controls to limit the risk to other people of the organophosphates. Organophosphate poisoning we've talked about on this show, not fun. And then the pyrethroids are safer, but they haven't really been used much in mosquitoes, so we don't know if a lot of the mosquitoes are immune to them. Okay, but one thing we have to be careful of is, are we hurting other ecosystems? Well, I guess South Carolina is now reporting millions of bees dying, and according to this article in the New York Daily News, they say it's the ultimate buzzkill. I love reporters. They're just so creative. Anyway, they say, after the early morning spray using nailed, N-A-L-E-D, NALED, probably nailed, to me that's what it looks like. After the early morning spray, local beekeepers arrived at work to hear overwhelming silence instead of all the bzzz. By one estimate, Flower Town Bee Farm and Supplies lost 46 hives in the death spray, or about 2.5 million bees. So beekeepers were devastated by the loss. You see, beekeepers, they make friends with each bee. You know, we think, okay, they're bees, they're bad, they cause anaphylaxis, they sting you. Who cares about the bees? Beekeepers do. And now you have beekeepers mourning the loss of all their buddies. I mean, look, you go to work, and you have buddies at work. Okay, and what would happen if your buddy at work was gone? You'd cry. Well, who do beekeepers hang out with? The bees. According to bee owner Andrew Mackey, he said, "I was angry that day. I just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that we spray poison from the sky." And then the bees died after the spray. One beekeeper from Flowertown Bee Farm said, "As you can see, a few that are alive are trying to help and save and clean up the ones that are dead." And this beekeeper had a Facebook video, and her voice was full of emotion. South Carolina currently has 46 travel-related cases of Zika in the state, according to the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control. One case was sexually transmitted. Right now, still no reports of local Zika, local mosquito bites causing Zika. But, again, they weren't targeting the bees. It's just bees died when they were spraying to kill the mosquitoes. Julie Juanita Stanley said, "Had I known, I would have been camping on the steps doing whatever I had to, screaming, 'No, you can't do this.'" The county acknowledged to the New York Times that a county worker had not followed proper protocol in the pesticide spraying. He didn't call every registered beekeeper. So he made a mistake in terms of going down his list, and he failed to call. Uh-oh. But still, some bee owners are you know, they're like, okay, this is ridiculous. But Mackie, the one that was very upset about his 2.5 million bees, said, "If we could turn this into a teachable moment, how important bees are to the environment and how unhealthy it is to aerial spray a pesticide." So, you know, one concern is if the bees die that quick, you know, and easily, you know, is it toxic to us? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Rebel. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.